Triple M NRL, The Verdict. Thanks to AEG Power Tools, now with more than 30 heavy-duty tools.
And the lap of honour is in progress, early stages. I know people of a certain era remember the lap of honour. They used to sprint around the ground, but they really do lap it up these days. And why not? There's so many Melbourne Storm fans at the Southern End. There's thousands there that are waiting for their heroes. Great scenes here. Billy Slater is standing on a speaker, I think, lifting up the trophy. And, boy, it just continues to be emotional. Ben Hannon, you're about to leave us. So, final thoughts as we say farewell.
Oh, it's just incredible. This is the last time we're going to see the big three playing together.
Yeah.
And it's something that I'm glad my son was here to see that. Over the last decade, they've entertained us and just delivered and delivered. It's so great to see them go out as champions.
And wasn't it great to see them go once? They were all involved in the one try, weren't they, towards the end? Kronk, Slater,
yeah.
Forward pass in there.
Yeah,
but
they
you know
set
what?
It up.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, Tohu Harris out to Addo Carr.
All right. Mate, good on you, Benny.
Benny,
great job.
One. What about Cam Smith? You reckon he gets sick of holding the trophy up here?
Well, I'd love to know what inspires him. Honestly, like, that bloke just keeps delivering, and at 34 years of age, he's won pretty much everything that you can win. I'd love to know what makes him keep going.
Million bucks a year, wouldn't it? He'd be on at least that.
Guess who chimed in with the money?
We wonder why he's still playing at 34.
Sorry, I'm talking facts here.
Thank you, Benny Hannon. Well done. And enjoy the ride back. Benny, of course, was part of the lap of honour. How was that, by the way, the lap of honour after you farewelled the game?
It was outstanding. It's great. Yeah, especially the Cowboys fans were here who I had a massive 2 years there, and I really did appreciate it. But this game's been so great to all of us. But I think all players, you know, as much as we got cheered off the field, you clap the fans back because they're the reason why we play the game. They're the ones that keep turning up and why we've got a job. And it's just great to be able to say goodbye one last time.
All right, well done. Great day for you, and well done. And we will see you back on Triple M Footy next year. Benny Hannett, we'll put the headphones back on Billy Harrigan. You've got Wendell Saylor, Ryan Girdler, Paul Gallen here as well, and Dan Ganane. And we do the verdict for AEG Power Tools, and they have more than 30 heavy-duty tools. Will Chambers, I believe, is with Ben Dobbin somewhere down there, so I believe, Dobbo, you can take it away.
Will Chambers, mate, congratulations. A great win for you.
Yeah, it was. It was a physical game early, and they were going set for set with us, you know, and we just knew we had to hang around, and eventually we'd get a few opportunities, which we did.
Mate, your game, I mean, unbelievable. I mean, that you obviously set up that try. What was the thought process behind it?
Oh, mate, I just seen Joshy pushing through the middle, eh? So I just thought, I'll just give him the ball and see what he can do. And I remember looking up, and he was in open space, and I thought, there's not many that can catch him from here, so... Yeah, it was lucky, but no, we'll see how we go now.
Hard for you because obviously injury in the last couple of years, but to come back and win a premiership, it must be satisfying.
It is, mate. After last year, we set ourselves a goal to come back and just go one better, you know, and we just wanted to come back one more time, and we were fortunate enough to come here today and get the chocolates, you know, and it's something that I'll remember forever.
Good on you, mate. You're a premiership player. Well done.
Thanks, Dollar. Thanks, boys.
He's got another one of those sort of winning qualities about him, doesn't he, Gerds? A real Justin Hodges quality. He's got a bit of niggle in his game, but he wins a hell of a lot more than he doesn't.
Well, you'd have to ask Gal about the niggle, but
yeah,
he's certainly a physical centre and probably the best centre in the competition.
What about this man? A dream season. Start in Origin, start for the Storm. Cam Munster with you, Ben Dobbin.
What a win tonight, mate. It doesn't get any better than this.
Nah, mate, it doesn't. Obviously felt the both ends of it last year losing, mate, but tonight we got the win, and I'm just so proud of our organisation and our club.
You grew up in Rockhampton, you played all your junior rugby league. Did you ever in your life dream that you'd be an Origin winner and a premiership winner in 1 year?
Nah, mate, I wouldn't dream of it. I was lucky enough to get the opportunity down here and 4 years ago, and just a debut for Origin as well, mate, and the NRL debut when I come down, mate. It's just a dream come true, and I'll soak it up as much as I can tonight.
Up to you, boys.
Hey, Cam, it's Wendell Saylor, mate. Congratulations on this grand final. I saw you last year, mate. You were hurting, but you just step up. You love this sort of arena, don't you? Origin, grand finals. How does it feel, mate?
No, mate, it feels outstanding. Obviously, it was Cooper's last game, and we knew we wanted to get out a champion, and make him go out the best way possible, and tonight we did that, and I'm just so proud of our club and our future, mate. We've got some good young talent coming through, and I can't wait to see what happens.
Hey, Cam, it's Paul Gallen, mate. Congratulations. Mate, just curious, what was said behind the try line after they scored that try, you know, very early on in the second half?
Look, obviously, Ben Hampton spear tackled me at one stage there and got the penalty and he chirped up a little bit, mate. So I think when we scored that try, I just let him know that we scored between him and, I guess that's football, mate, but off the field, we're good mates and that's the best thing about football.
Hey, Cam, what does it mean to have someone like Billy Slater there? You know, you played in this position the last couple of years, you went to 5'8". Now, what's it like being, you know, mentored by someone like Billy Slater?
Oh, mate, he's an absolute class player and, mate, this is the stuff he does off the field. It's crazy, mate. Does a lot of video, works entirely on his game, especially with his tackle five and pendulum with his back three, mate. He's just an absolute professional player, and, mate, there won't be someone like him for a long time.
All right, we'll let you go. What a wonderful year. Good for you. Well done.
Nah, cheers. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Cam Munster.
I think he was a little bit confused in what I asked him. I was sort of more interested in what Smith would have said behind the trial and after they scored after half time. Yeah, so obviously he must have had words with someone out there, did he?
Yeah, I think Ben Hampton, he just said it. So, yeah, there was a couple of little spark ups during play. I think Tom Malolo and Billy.
That wasn't a spear tackle ever, I thought.
No, it wasn't.
Unbelievable penalty, that one.
But listening to him talk about the pendulum, the back three, for people who don't understand, it's that back three working together and that Melbourne Storm back three, that is a quality back three.
Now, we're getting a lot of tweets asking about the colour of the confetti as we do the verdict for AEG Power Tools. Well, the ground is littered in gold.
Well, it's Australian gold.
And apparently there was blue in there as well, which would indicate North Queensland colours. But maybe purple doesn't make for good confetti colour. I don't know. But maybe there'll be an explanation in the morning. The suggestion is that they fired off the wrong the wrong confetti, and that was meant for the Cowboys. But I'm not sure that's the case. Wow. It's very celebratory, the gold.
There is purple in it. There's purple and blue mixed with gold.
There we go. So there we go. Crisis averted, everybody. The crowd just under 80,000 here at ANZ Stadium. We might try and get one more. No, we'll let Dobbo go. Dobbo's been nose to the grindstone for the last 7.5 hours. He's had a great season, and you can start your holiday now, mate. Well done. Great season. Thank you very much. And you are dismissed, Dobbo. Yes, Billy.
Addo Carr is up in the crowd. So all the teammates are all still doing their lap of honour.
Yeah.
But he's in with his family about 6 or 7 rows deep.
Good on him.
All cheering, and they're all around him, and he's signing autographs now. But he's just said...
Pat Cash, Wimbledon style.
Yeah, bugger walk around with the trophy. I'm diving in here. So he's 6 rows back in that crowd just there. Yeah.
You're on, Gal.
I wasn't on a minute ago.
That's you weren't.
He'd have some family members up there, wouldn't he?
Yeah, they're all around.
Billy,
I'm
going to ask you a question. The very first try by Melbourne, did you guys discuss it up here, whether it was a try or not? The fact that...
The referee?
It
is a try, but you cannot take a try off someone because the referee's in the way. The referee can't hide, can't dig a hole. So if a player runs in near him and another player can't tackle him because of the referee's in a position where he can't disappear, that's just bad luck.
Gal, have you ever been knocked over by a referee?
No.
No.
So, never.
And this was the argument. I think the fact that Martin was never going to get to Addo Carr, do you think he sort of bumped into the referee?
I think he would have got in.
But don't you think that if he was going to get to Addo Carr, he would have knocked the referee out of the way and the referee falls over? Because he seemed to just hit and then drop to the deck.
Oh, well, I think once he hit him, he realised that he wasn't going to get him. He tried to play it up a bit so they'd go back and look at it. But obviously, did they go back and look at that? Was that an issue?
No, they don't look at it. No.
Well, there you go. But I thought when I first saw it, I thought he's running to the referee. I thought the rule was if you hit the referee, it's a scrum.
No.
Oh, that's the ball.
That's the ball carrier, isn't it, Billy?
No, it's if the ball hits the referee...
You pass it into the referee.
...is irregularly affected, then they will stop it and put a scrum down, territorially advantage.
Now, this is going to be one of those grand finals, Billy, that we will not be discussing referees' decisions, albeit that first try, slightly contentious, but the result was so dominant that the ref's performance doesn't particularly matter. But how did you assess... Matt Checken and Gavin Badger. Jerry Sutton.
Yeah, they had a very good game. They can put that down to we appointed the grand final, so we won our grand final during the week. We went out there to make sure we put the icing on the cake. They did that, so they'd be very happy and they'll live for the rest of their lives knowing that the 2017 grand final was a ripper for them. No dramas.
Can I just say from us too, look, we haven't heard yet, but even Sean Fensham, to get to the grand final and get injured early in that, it's heartbreaking stuff. I think something happened to Jason Stevens early in the grand final.
Compound fracture of his finger, I think.
So hopefully he's all right, and he's a champion bloke, and I'm sure he'll bounce back.
Have you heard an official report?
It's taken straight to hospital.
I'm hearing compound fracture.
Oh, see, that's what you just wanted a clean break, didn't you? But yeah, compound
that's why they had to wrap his leg on the field, apparently.
Isn't that what Jarrell Yeo had?
A little bit. But he had a dislocated ankle and everything. Maybe just a hopefully a clean break and put it back in, operate on it, and maybe he'll be okay.
If we get word in the next half hour while we're still on air, we'll certainly let you know. Why don't we take one more ad break, clear that. We're going to come back with the press conferences and wrap this one up. A dominant win for the Melbourne Storm as we do the verdict for AEG Power Tools. And now, well, we had plenty to choose from here. A Matador Barbecue's massive moment.
The Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
Now, this one might be a contest. It's coming down inside the 10. It's batted back to a Storm player. Melbourne have got it with Chambers. Now he observes, looks for a little opening, throws a beautiful pass to Ado Carr. Ado Carr, he gets rid of Lachlan Coote. He's in the backfield. Morgan Tracy, he's not going to get him. Goodbye! Josh Ado Carr, an electrifying try.
Final footy on Triple M NRL. Only for our mate Brighton's lawyers. Triple M NRL, the verdict. Thanks to AEG Power Tools. Now with more than 30 heavy-duty tools.
I'm told the press conference for the Cowboys will start shortly, so we'll cross there. Here we go. Confirmation, I don't know where I'm reading this from, but I'll go with it. Confirmation, Sean Fensham suffered broken tibia and fibula. Surgery will be required, 6-month recovery. But that's not from an official account. So, look, let's assume that's correct, but let's not lock it in just yet. But that's awful if it's on the money. Cowboys will be speaking shortly, and that'll be with Paul Green and, I gather, Gavin Cooper. You've got Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, Paul Gallen, Billy Harrigan and Dan Ganane. Wrapping this one up, 34-6 the final score. AEG Power Tools with the verdict. UBet have already put up their market for 2018, and Melbourne are the favourites at $6. Cowboys second favourites at $7. Roosters at $8. Broncos $9. Parramatta Penrith at $11. Canberra Sharks Manly $13. Dragons $17. South $21. Dogs and Warriors and Knights $26. And the outsiders, Titans and Tigers at $34. That's a very early market, obviously. But there you go. Melbourne Storm favourites. Would you consider them favourites for next year, given they're going to need a halfback? Well, we better turn Gerd's mic on.
Well, they got young Riley Jacks coming in, who's a pretty competent sort of player. And
They're gone. Yeah. You sent Dobbo home. They've all walked out as well.
Yeah. And young Croft.
Let's go to Cowboys, their press conference. Live here on Triple M and stations up and down the East Coast.
What do you make of it, Paul? I mean, they just kicked out of the Billy Hand League. Was it always going to be difficult for them?
I thought if we started the second half the way we needed to. We got points. We had to be first on the board in the second half, and then we had another opportunity up there. And Morgo kicked on tackle three, and it was probably, it's easy in hindsight, but we probably just needed to spend a bit of time up there and take a bit of juice out of them, maybe get a repeat set or something like that. If we got another try in that period, I think that obviously would have been a different game, but that was our opportunity to sort of put ourselves right in the picture. I thought we started really well. We're trading sets with them really well, and then the Ado Carr try against a run of play probably hurt us a little bit in particular, but that, they were very good. They controlled field position in that first half really, really well, and just probably defensively we didn't execute the way we needed to. We sort of knew what was coming at us, but we just didn't defend it well enough. One of our strengths in the last 3 weeks has probably been that execution, and tonight it went up another level, and we just probably were a little bit off the mark there defensively.
Disappointed you are, you still must be immensely proud.
I'm really torn. I am immensely proud of the boys. I couldn't be prouder of the year we've had and what we've faced and what we've dealt with. The time will come for us to dissect tonight's game. If you look back and look at the year, we've taken huge leaps forward. So from that point of view, there's heaps of positives to take out of the year, and I'm really proud. But to get to the grand final and then probably to play probably at least for half the game the way we did is disappointing. But you know, that's footy, so we need to take out of tonight what we need to take out of tonight, and that, you know, tonight's not the time probably to do that. The time will come for that. I think you heard Cameron Smith out there talk about last year's grand final for them. You know, they put it to bed pretty quickly, but it obviously, you know, lit a fire for them, and we need to do the same.
Did you have an issue with that?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I thought, you know, the ref knocked him over, and I reckon he would have made the tackle on that car. So, yeah.
What happened after that?
It takes a bit of wind out of your sails, you know. It's against a run of play, and in a big game like that against a really good team. I've said all along they've been the best team all year. So, you know, when you're playing a team like that, you need things to at least not luck to go your way, but you know, you can't have things go against you like that. I mean, losing Sean Fenson after 3 minutes also. You know, here's a guy that's done an outstanding job for us defensively, and that's probably the area that we're off in particular. So that really hurt us, put a bit of pressure on some other middle guys there as well.
What's the word on him, Green?
From what I've heard, he's got a broken leg. Yeah, he's already gone to hospital. So, yeah.
Do you think fatigue played a part tonight, particularly once you're a man down?
Well, being a man down puts a lot of pressure. You know, after 3 minutes, puts a lot of pressure. You're down to basically 16 men and 7 interchanges. So it does put a lot of pressure on you. So if you're talking about fatigue in the game, yeah, absolutely. Fatigue of the last month, I don't know. I think, you know, I thought our energy's been good this week at training. I just think we didn't execute where we needed to. And when you're playing a really good side like we did tonight, you need to be on in certain areas and at certain times, and we just missed a couple of opportunities there right from the start, you know.
Governor, did you pre-write what you were going to say on that speech after the game, or did you just sort of wing it at the moment? Because a lot of people have commented that's one of the best speeches they've heard from a runner-up.
No, I didn't write a speech to lose the game. So thank you.
How's it feel,
Curtis? Shit house. I know what it feels like to win it, and now I know what it feels like to lose one. I'd definitely much rather pick up the trophy. We've spoken internally, there's been a lot of talk externally about how proud we should be to be here, but we still believe that we were here for a reason. We put ourselves in this position. It wasn't by luck, a lot of hard work, and unfortunately for parts of that game we were subpar. We weren't on our game. Yes, Melbourne were on theirs, but we weren't on our game, and we didn't play the way we've played the last month. So credit to them, they played well in patches, but we didn't play our best footy tonight.
Yeah, you gathered, the team gathered into a huddle after full time or spoke about it.
Just some stuff we'll keep amongst the boys. Nothing that needs a headline.
Paul, what sort of step does that put you in for next year? No side is poor of having bringing in Jonathan Thurston, Matt Scott, and Jordan McClay. How does that set you up for next year?
I think it'll strengthen us. look, the best thing in terms of the position we'll be in for next year is that some young guys felt both ends of the spectrum this year with footy. They felt the joys and the highs of winning some big games, and they also felt the lows of losing some big games and big moments as well. So they need to take that experience forward, and we need to work hard because, you know, I said through the week, these games are not easy to make. So you can't just presume anything's going to happen for next year. Everyone starts on zero. I know it's a cliche, but you know, the hard work starts again. And if we think it's just going to happen for us again next year, you know, we won't get another opportunity like we did tonight. So that's, it's important we understand that. And as I said, there's plenty of positives to take out of the year, but as a group, we, you know, we need to take our lessons too.
Well, you explained during the week about what the club's been through this year. You said it made a good story. Can you give us a little bit of an insight now?
Some of the things that the guys have played through with, particularly around injury, has been nothing short of remarkable. It's hard for me to, if I single anyone out, it probably doesn't do the whole story justice, but, you know, John Asiata, broken hand, Kyle Felt tore his groin last week, Tamari Martin, you know, should have been out, he had a grade 2 medial, and should have been out for probably 4 to 6 weeks and missed one game. Cootie Coops here with his calf, you know, there's four guys come back in that Tigers game that, you know, probably shouldn't have come back. Had one session together. Scott Bolton all year has been outstanding. Has been playing busted and he's scared of needles too, which is surprising for a pig hunting.
And flying. He's scared of flying too. Just let everyone know that.
For a pig hunting fisherman, a guy that's scared of needles has to get needles. Has to get needled every week before the game. So that was, yeah, the way he coped with that. And as I said, there's been so many stories like that. So that's what I'm really proud of, because, you know, no one made him do that. I didn't make him play. They wanted to. If you see the break in Johnny Asiata's hand, he'd be getting an operation on Wednesday to get it fixed. And, you know, just it shows the character, plus also it shows how much they care for the team and for each other, and that's, yeah, that's what's made me most proud.
In a way, because it was across the board, did it kind of help you to set a standard for the club, and when a new one happened, they had to?
Yeah, kind of did, yeah. So that the players and the staff and everyone involved knew what each other was putting on the line each week to put a team out. And so that kind of put some steel in us through the year, which we needed to. We certainly wouldn't have been in this position had we not have gone through that. And I think the experience that has given some of the younger guys through this year will hold us in good stead, but it won't guarantee us anything. So, as I said, like Coop said, it's a pretty shattering feeling at the moment. And the time will come when we dissect tonight, but, you know, tonight's not that night. Full credit to Melbourne, though, as I said, through the week. They've had an amazing year, and we saw them, you know, for parts of that game, they're at their clinical best tonight.
Grant, you know, really stifled Taumalolo. Do you think that was a result of what Melbourne did, or you guys struggling to get a bit of momentum and climb back?
Oh, I know. They're very, very good at, you know, picking out strengths of oppositions and how you deal with that. And executing it, and that's probably what we didn't do tonight. We sort of had a plan with where we needed to be good, but we just weren't good enough in those areas.
What'd you make of Jason's performance?
Big part.
What'd you make of Jason's performance?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
His carries were down on what he's normally doing. Was there an injury at all? Or?
No, not really.
Well, what's your plans for tomorrow night? Next year he's proven himself capable of being going. He's up to NRL standard. Got JT coming back. Where does he fit in next year?
I will worry about that next year.
Just on Melbourne, Brittany, how good a side are they? You've been around the game for a while. Are they the best side?
I'm not going to make any sort of comments about being the best side. They've certainly been the best side all year. They've been the most consistent team. And they've, as a club, you know, credit to them, they've got a history, if you like, of doing that. But they've had their own losses to deal with, I suppose. You know, they spoke about the loss to us in 15, and that's what spurred them on last year. And then, obviously, you know, to get beaten by the Sharks has obviously given a bit of motivation, and they've come out and played the way they did tonight and throughout the year. So we probably need to take a bit of a leaf out of their book also. So, whether or not they're the best team, I don't know, in recent times, it's probably unfair to say. It's very hard to compare seasons to seasons, but they were certainly the best team this year.
Gavin, just going back to what Bryn was saying before about those injuries and playing through, you mentioned you and your calf. Was it something that you just felt you had to do for the team this year?
I was fit enough to play. I wasn't quite 100% when I came back, but we were at a point of the season that I thought I could do the job. It's not about my calf. There's plenty more people that Greeny didn't mention that have played through some things, and that's the word is respect that everyone's got for each other at the club. They're really very selfless with what we do play a tough game, but they're very selfless with what they've done for the team and what for each other. And it shows we care about each other. It shows the respect we've got for each other. And where people keep talking about clubs being good, a tight-knit group or good culture at the club, but what we've achieved, what we've built over the past 3, 4, 5 years, I've been at the club, but the way I've seen the club grow, I can't be more proud of the group, and I'm proud to be part of the group. And that's the way, realistically, how everyone sees each other. And they wouldn't go out there if they didn't think they could do a job, and they don't want to let the boys down, and that's pretty special in a footy team.
So there they are, the North Queensland Cowboys, dignified in defeat. It's funny that the last time they played Melbourne, Paul Green was fined. He absolutely lost it, but not tonight. Referee's not the cause, although maintains that he thought Tamari Martin could have got there, Bill, and stopped that first try of Josh Addo-Carr, but not ranting and raving, but maybe not an, I know you disagree, but not an unreasonable stance to take.
It's not an unreasonable stance to take, and people, a lot of supporters would look at it. A lot of people just watching rugby league would say, well, where's the difference when a player runs around behind his own player and it's an obstruction and the referee was in the way? But, as I said, you can't dig a hole, the referee can't disappear. It's just one of those things.
All right, well, this is the verdict. AEG Power Tools. I don't think we're going to have time for Melbourne's press conference because we have to be out in 10 minutes and they're still on the field really soaking this up. And Gerds and Wendell and Gal, this is really impressive. How many Melbourne fans are... Firstly, how many Storm fans are here? I suppose we shouldn't be that surprised. They have the number two crowds in the game, only behind the Broncos, but my goodness, they are staying right to the end. There's still got to be 1,000 people here as this lap of honour shows no signs of ending.
Well, I think that they actually... they've been the best side all year. They've probably been planning this, from a while back, you know, organising their accommodation, organising their flights, getting in early and making sure they're ready for this opportunity. Whereas the Cowboys, for instance, I mean, you know, they probably know it, they didn't have a lot of fans expecting this. And then when they were short of making the game, well, then the prices went up in the hotels and obviously all the flights went up as well. So these Melbourne people have been planning this for a while, so they're here to enjoy it.
There's a nice scene going on at the moment. While the Storm is still out there, we've got a lone worker here at ANZ Stadium with a lawnmower.
With a Victor.
Yeah, the blades obviously are lifted and he's got a catcher behind and just blowing over the confetti and sucking it all up. But he's going to be there for a long time because
he is.
It is strewn across. I mean, basically the whole field is covered in forms of confetti.
Give the guy a ride on.
I'll tell you what, Dan.
It's not an hourly rate.
This is my favourite part of last year.
He doesn't work for the council, Bill. Yes, Gal?
This is my favourite part of last year at the end because this is all your family and friends, this area here. This is all the Category 1 tickets, and every player gets 4 tickets given to him, and then if you want to buy more, you can buy more. So I dare say there'll be a few Storm players who have bought a few. And when you come back here, this is all your family and friends. You get your kids out on the field. You get some real special photos at this time. So this was the best memory for me from last year.
I guess for both you, Gal, and you, Gerds, probably a great thing. If you're going to win your comp, do it near the end. Do it near the end of your career because you're going to really appreciate moments like this.
Yeah, I agree. I remember looking at a couple of guys, like Sammy Thaiday, he's won a competition, obviously. He won in 2006, so only a couple of years after Gerds, and I think he's had such a long career, still playing now. I still think of him as a premiership winner, but you know, he would have won that when he was in his early 20s. Yeah. So, yeah, I agree. To win the last year at the back end of your career is something, you know, I'm not going to say it's any more special than any other career, but certainly something I'll remember forever.
Let me play this, gentleman, because it's the interview everyone's talking about. It was straight after the game. We did a great interview with him, Billy Slater, but he lost his emotions. The first person he spoke to, I think, was Freddie Fittler, certainly Channel 9. And let's play that interview now.
Yeah, Billy, can you put into words what it is that a group of fellas can do this? Can you put into words?
Not really, Freddie. It's a lot of hard work, mate, a lot of hard work, and to be as consistent as we were all year and then start back at the finish line here on Sunday afternoon today, it was a great performance, and it was one that we've been doing it all year, so we were very confident that we could do it.
12 months ago you had a suit on.
Yeah.
Did you think you'd ever get back here?
I didn't really know, mate. Sorry. I honestly didn't know whether my body would let me back here, and it was the toughest thing I've had to sit through last year, and the boys going so close and being helpless, and I wasn't gonna let that happen today, and it's a good feeling, mate.
What about your own team, your wife Nicole and your kids?
They've been through the journey with me, and the last 2 years have been really tough on them as it has been on me, and it's for them to enjoy as well, man.
Last question, mate. Will we see you again next year?
I really don't know yet, Freddie. Look, my body's feeling really good, and I always said it was physical. I love playing this game, and I'll make a decision soon. But look, I'm feeling really good, and I'm just going to enjoy this, mate.
Can you get Daddy to play one more year?
Yeah.
One more year from Daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've sold it.
Awesome. Very nice work, Freddie Fittler, on Channel 9. Well, gentlemen, I think we're just about done.
Well done.
Thank you, Dan. Great call. Well done.
Yeah. Thank you, Gerds. Thank you, Gal.
Thanks for the year to everyone.
Thanks,
boys.
Thank you, Dan.
All the techies, all the production staff.
Well done to Manly, the under-20s, and also the Panthers, mate, on their grand final win. Thanks to you, Dan, and the Triple M team.
Great job, Billy. Let me thank a few people here, because, look, I say this every season. The great thing about radio is all of us, we go on air to our favourite sport each week, turn up, talk into a microphone, and we go home. We get enough glory. So let me just, indulge me for a minute. Let me introduce you to some of the people most of you would never have heard of, but without them, we don't go to air. You would be surprised how many people are involved with Triple M Footy. Our technical department, people like Dave Thomas and Cam Roberts, all of you in the Sydney office, the guys up in Brisbane, Edgy, Bono, Darren and co, all the tech assists here in Sydney and across the country, Josh and Maddie and Andrew and all our other helpers. These are the people that turn up hours before we do. They set us up, sometimes in pretty dire conditions, and they go home hours after we do. All the producers, the silent assassins behind the scenes, Tommy Birmingham, if you bump into him, call him Art Deco. He loves that nickname. Max Dudley, Zach Bailey, Alex Mitchell, Charlie White amongst them. I know there's some I've forgotten. The newsrooms, thank you for constantly promoting us. Our digital department, Benny Wilson, Natalie Shoebridge, our new boy Anthony, Dave Olivetti, thank you everyone for your hard work. Mike Sideshow Anderson, the best audio producer in all of radio, plus Wayne Fox, Derek Yeo, Matty Haywood, and all the other people who work in audio. It's a lot of names, isn't it?
Did you say Derek Ho?
Yeo.
Oh, right.
The people back in the studios across the country, especially our main studio in Sydney, Lockie Angel, Jordan Felix amongst them, our tireless sales department. Too many names to mention, but without you, there is no footy on Triple M. Timmy Dwyer, Jen Easterbrook, Frankie White in the integration department. See how many names it takes? The program directors, especially Jamie Angel, who has believed in us right from the get-go. And our new EP this year, Brad McNamara, who has really injected a new energy into what we do. And all those great pumping openers that we've had, particularly through the finals, that's mostly his hard work there. So there you go, and that is just a summary. There's got to be 100-plus people involved all up, and without them there is no us on air. If you bump into them into the street, feel free to hug them. They like that. Now, as for next year, we should know what's going on very soon. Every station's contract is up, but we expect to be back in 2018 bigger and better than ever. That is it. Thank you, everyone. Congratulations to the Melbourne Storm. Enjoy the summer, and remember, Triple M rocks the footy.
Yeah, the boys.
Thanks to Cbus. Whether you're on the tools or in the office, Cbus is built to last. Triple M NRL highlights.
The 2017 NRL Grand Final. It begins. Now, this one might be a contest. It's coming down inside the 10. It's batted back to a Storm player. Throws a beautiful pass to Ado Carr. Ado Carr. He gets rid of Lachlan Cripp. He's in the backfield. Morgan Tracy. He's not going to get in. Goodbye. Out. Clayton Smith throws to Cronk on the right. Keeps it going to Slater. Magnificent pass for Lee Scafusi. He's over. Billy puts it on a platter. What a pass. What a run. He's been doing that all season for Lee Scafusi. Three gone. Clayton Smith throws to the open side. To the right to Cronk. Double pump to Slater. Dummies. Goes for it. Of course he scores. Billy's in. He sets one up. Now he scores it. And this is fast becoming a celebration for the Melbourne Storm. Wow. Coop throws left to Morgan. He throws a flat pass to Tamari Martin. He goes for it. Oh, he scores! Martin scores! They were all fooled by the pass of Michael Morgan. And Tamari Martin gets over. McQueen shakes off a defender in Hampton. Still going. Bolton just hanging on. McQueen! Oh my goodness, it's like world's strongest man. And he'll play it a meter out. Here's Smith. Short pass. Val Finucane's over. Finucane's in. He's going to finally win a grand final. Leonard drops it. Ado Carr takes it. Looks for support. Finds Curtis Scott. Goodbye. Scott's over. A grand final try at the age of 19. He's got, he throws it off. Forward pass to Smith. Smith then gets it inside to Slater. Slater gets through a defender. On to Tohu Harris. Throws a 30-metre pass out to Josh Ado Carr, who gets number two. The fairy tale of the Cowboys is over. But sometimes greatness just can't be denied. And greatness is what we've seen with the 2017 Melbourne Storm. They complete one of the most dominant seasons we have ever seen. And tonight, a masterpiece. Final score, 34-6. The Storm are premiers again.
Triple M rocks finals footy. For our mates at Brighton's Lawyers.